about history. A history that's been rewritten. A history full of lies, deception, and destruction of a nation. Oh yeah, a nation destroyed, killed, and mutilated. Why? Were the Indians massacred? Because we wanted something. We wanted everything. Never enough. Never enough. If we wanted something, we'd just take it. Didn't matter the cost in lives. We can justify anything. Oh, we're so high and mighty. We can judge a whole Indian nation. Judge them unworthy of what was theirs to begin with. Theirs to begin with. God placed them on this earth, and he placed them here. And then we came. We came with desires, selfish motivations. Cowboys and Indians, we played cowboys and Indians. The problem is, it's not a game. Oh, when we wanted something, we would get everything out of the way. We want the land. We want the rivers. We want everything. And in order to do so, what did we do? We exterminated a nation of millions. The tally, depends on who you talk to, but it runs between 25 and 50 million people destroyed over a period of 200 years. Oh, we robbed them of everything, everything they held. Said, no, 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 you don't belong here, you belong there. Oh, we had a government agency that kept track of the dead. Renegades, a ruthless people, not worthy of life or salvation or mercy, any form of mercy. What did we do? We sent in blankets into villages, whole villages of people laced with smallpox. And if an Indian child was sick and left the reservation and went to the white man's hospital, they did not treat the child. They sent the child back in hopes that the whole nation would die village by village by village. When you take it all away,
took it all away. So many lives.
History may have been rewritten, but the Lord God in heaven never forgets, sees and knows everything. And there is a price. There is a price for destroying an entire nation. For all people are made, and all children are made by the hand of God. And to take a life is not right nor good. To go even further, to destroy a nation, to take everything from them, hope, joy, a future, and then put them on land and shrink that land down to nothing, and then say, now you may have your sovereignty, but you must take care of yourself. And then to say, well, the Indians, they have a propensity to be alcoholics and drug abusers. Interesting. We say the same thing about black people and many other people of many colors when we've driven them into a dark hole and they lose all sight. And then do drugs and alcohol to escape the reality around them. Let us remember that the Indian people knew not alcohol until the days of Jamestown, when we traded alcohol for their goods. Let us not forget that we destroyed an entire nation of people, and there is but a remnant left. But the Lord will look out for that remnant. And it will rise up, and it will be a nation unto the Lord. And an unrepentant nation like the United States, who wishes to ignore the fact that it destroyed more people than Hitler, Stalin, Saddam Hussein, and many others all put together. We have been the greatest annihilators of life in the history of this planet and of this earth. Think about it.